Iraq post-Saddam Hussein was supposed to become a model for democracy and stability. Instead, 2 years after the withdrawal of US forces, it's now racked by violence and instability. Fallujah, west of Baghdad, is largely under the control of Sunni militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, an al-Qaeda-backed group that wants to take over the whole region. The Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS as it's known, is worrying the US and its allies. More on that later. In Iraq, the violence centred around Fallujah has prompted Iraq's Prime Minister to tell people in the city, expel the militants or prepare for an all-out government assault. With more, here's Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper.
As if the last 10 years of conflict weren't bad enough, residents of Fallujah and Ramadi in Iraq's west are fleeing again. Carloads of refugees have been trying to escape the cities, now in the hands of militants. We are from Ramadi, this man says. We're going to Karbala to get food and cooking gas. We are displaced. They're fleeing while they still have time. Militant tribes and Sunni extremists from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria are trading threats with the government. In one video, armed and masked men from Fallujah issue a declaration. The revolutionaries of Fallujah tribes, they say, are resolved to punish those who are linked to the sectarian government. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has now responded with a threat of his own. He's delivered a televised statement urging the people of Fallujah to expel the terrorists or prepare for an armed military assault. Amid the fighting already underway, government troops are reported to have now surrounded Fallujah and reinforcements are arriving from Baghdad. According to this lieutenant, the tight security measures that we take today are because of the situation in Anbar to avoid security deterioration or violence in Baghdad. God willing, we are at the service of the people and we vow to protect the homeland. Government forces are talking tough, claiming that 2 or 3 days is all they need to regain control in Ramadi and Fallujah. But as each hour passes, the black flags of ISIS continue to fly in the streets of Anbar. This is Hayden Cooper reporting for AM.